you, Pastor. Thank you so much. One of the things I have learned is that when you are last on a program like this and there's chicken that's waiting and Baptist people are in the wings waiting, wrap it up. Amen. Wrap it up. And so anyhow, I want you to just take a second and I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 1. But as you're turning there, there was another verse that came to my mind. And as I was sitting there listening to all of the videos and all of the reminiscing of the past, and a verse came to my mind in Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." And I can tell you that after 22 years, full-time evangelism and missions, I have heard the words Town East Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas, many, many, many times. Some way, somehow, I have come across a missionary. I have come across an individual that maybe was a past member here. I have come across, of course, Pastor Riggs, of course, is pastoring here. And so I have heard about this great church for so long. And so having the opportunity to be able to just come today to meet all of you is a blessing to me and my family. To be able to see all of you collectively still here and serving the Lord and going on for the Lord Jesus Christ. I've chose a strange, probably, passage of Scripture today for our message. And I want to just... Normally, I'm the type of guy that will read his text, step back 3 feet, and let it rip for the next 30 minutes. Amen? But I have decided to jot some notes down to stay with it so that I would stay within that 10 to 15 minutes, all right? But I want to just read this one verse. Let's read two verses, actually. I want to read Matthew chapter number 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Dropping down to verse number 17. "So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations." Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you for Town East Baptist Church. And God, Lord, I just cannot thank you enough, Lord, for their faithfulness. Lord, for the gospel being shared across the globe. And Father, I'm so grateful and thankful for them. Father, I pray that you continue to bless them. And Father, I pray that they would not look back only to the past, Lord, as the best years of their ministry. But Father, I pray that the best years of their ministry are ahead of them. And Father, I pray that you continue to use them for your honor and for your glory. Bless us in these few moments in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The celebration of an anniversary reminds us that Christian people living in the midst of the world's history are kind of like what I would consider someone who was from Roman mythology, actually, a lesson that I was thinking of from school. There was an individual by the name of Janus, and you might remember that Janus actually had two faces on a Greek coin. One of them was looking behind, and the other one was looking forward. And they were doing that simultaneously. When I thought about that lesson for a few moments, I thought about Town East Baptist Church looking back today at 65 years as a congregation and a life together, yet giving you the courage and the hope to be able to take the next 65 years, hallelujah, and God use you all to continue to look ahead for His honor and for His glory. Amen. And so I've chosen a text that makes a similar turning point in the Bible. That the opening 17 verses of Matthew chapter number 1, verses 1 through 17, and of the New Testament is the beginning of the collective writings of the church. And this seems probably like a strange sermon, I suppose, or maybe a strange few set of notes, if you will, here on this particular text. 17 verses in the text here that represent literally 42 different generations. And it's a passage that is hardly ever spoke about in sermons. It's seldom read in a worship service, and oftentimes it is omitted drastically in most Bible readers in the day that we are living in. But it seems like that there is just basically just mere background information that is found in these particular verses. But in Matthew's understanding of the gospel and in the logic of the New Testament canon that places Matthew's gospel first, this genealogy is the proper beginning of the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is Jesus' family history so important in the juncture of the Bible that we are currently in, and how does that relate to Town East Baptist Church in the 65 years of ministry? Jesus' genealogy serves as two purposes. I want you to get this. First, it tells readers that who Jesus exactly was. That the original readers of this gospel were Jewish people who Matthew believed could best understand Jesus if they knew how that he fit into their particular history. And when I read these verses, I can almost hear Matthew saying to the readers that were there that day, "Hey guys, you know exactly who Abraham is, right? You know exactly who Isaac is. You guys know who Jacob is. You all know who David and Solomon is. Well, this Jesus, this Christ, the Son of the living God, guess what? He is all of their descendants." And second, the list of generations told Matthew's readers this, the meaning of their own history. The meaning of their own history. You see, in Jesus' day, the people of Israel looked to the past for their purpose. Let me say that again. In Jesus' day, the people of Israel looked to the past for their purpose. They were the people who had been delivered from Egypt. They received the Ten Commandments. They had conquered the Promised Land, but they had a major obstacle that was constantly in their way. They had become subjects of one foreign empire right after another. And they were inclined, get this, they were inclined to see all of their glory, all of their worth, all of their beauty, all of their essential value in the past, and that's it. They also felt as though God had abandoned them and was probably completely done with them. In this long genealogy of Jesus, Matthew tells them the meaning of your history is not in the past, but it's in the present. The significance of Abraham and Jacob and David is not that they lived in the good old days when God really cared about what they had done, but that those men actually were forerunners of who was to come. And that was Jesus. Amen. And so may I say too, the importance of Israel's history for Matthew was the outcome toward which it was leading for those 42 generations. And that was what was to come. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Matthew's two reasons for beginning his gospel with Jesus' genealogy suggest full Christian view of history that actually helps to shape our reflections on this particular anniversary here today. First of all, Town East Baptist Church has been formed. It has been identified by your history and by where you have been in your past. Amen. And second, the meaning of that history is determined by the future, by where your history is going to lead you into the future. Henry Ford once made this statement. He said, "History is bunk," is what he said. "History is bunk," he said. Well, we all know that that is absolutely not true. And perhaps no institution is more clearly defined by its history than the Church of the Living God. Amen. I want you to know that the Christian faith is based on a collection of writings that dates from Genesis, which is the beginning, right? To Revelation and to the clear testimony of Jesus Christ himself of his imminent return. Amen. The Bible is not only a historic book, but it is a historical book. Amen. And what it does is it tells the history of God's dealings with his people. You see, we read the stories about what God did for his people thousands of years ago, don't we? About the birth of Isaac, the burning bush, the parting of the Red Sea, and David and Goliath. We tell the story of the risen Savior just as it was told the first time over 2,000 years ago, all the way back to our history. Amen. But may I say to you, this ancient word seizes our attention, and it makes us the people of God. What it does is our faith is further shaped by the centuries of Christian history since the Bible was actually written. We sing hymns hundreds of years old. And of course, on this particular anniversary, we are remembering the history of this congregation. And we are remembering the history of this congregation in this community that the Lord Jesus Christ has strategically placed right here in San Antonio, Texas. Amen. And what we do is we remember the generations of your families that you have been born here, that you have been saved here, that you have been baptized here, that you have been married here, and some, as we have heard today, has been buried here. We think about the traditions that you have created and that have in turn made you the people and the church that you are today. Today, all of you should be proud to say that you are part of this entire history of Town East Baptist Church. Just as Jesus was part of the history of Israel, in all 42 generations from Abraham on down, you are now a part of the history and the genealogy of Town East Baptist Church. An old preacher once told this story. He said these words. He said, "My father's uncle was a banker and the son of a banker and rose to prominence in banking circles. At a banker's meeting, he met an old friend of his father. He introduced himself, but his name didn't register with the old timer. He tried to explain who he was, but without success. Finally, he said, 'Don't you remember me?' He said, 'I'm Melvin's boy.' Then the old man knew who he was, and for years afterwards, his friends teased him about having to be introduced as Melvin's boy all the time. In reality, we're all identified, I suppose, by our histories, aren't we? All of us in here, the banker was Melvin's boy all of his life. But you see, Matthew introduced the Lord Jesus Christ to all of his readers as Mary and Joseph's boy. Amen. And I want you to know that David's 28 times great-grandson is who the Lord Jesus Christ actually was. Town East Baptist Church, you owe who you are to your past. You owe who you are to your past, to your heritage, to your upbringing, to your biblical education, and yes, to your traditions. This congregation has become products of where you have been. Matthew also knew that the past isn't enough. He wanted to correct the vision, get this, of those people who always look to the past for meaning. The real point of all of these generations of Israelites, he claimed, was this, get this, that they were leading up to something that was to follow them. They were leading up to something that was to follow them. You can learn a lot from your past as a church, but the past's most important function is to lead you into the future with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself. Jesus made this so plain. How did he do it? He told his disciples to remember what he had done, but he also turned their attention to the future task that his ministry was preparing them for. He would tell them what? Go and be my witness. He went on to say, go and work in the vineyard. Go and preach and teach and baptize. Go and make disciples. Take the gospel to the four corners of the world. Jesus never, and I want you to get this, Jesus never let his disciples dwell on what had already been done. Their purpose was not to be found in where they had been, but in where they were going. Amen. May I say to you, our faith is born and our faith is nurtured in a historical experience with the Lord Jesus Christ and what God has done for us in the past. But it will always lead us into where? The past will lead us into the future with the Lord Jesus Christ. As a church today, your 65-year anniversary celebration naturally will turn your gaze back on your history. And well that it should. I was incredibly blessed by watching what a wonderful heritage that all of you had. But I want to encourage all of you to remember this today. To remember, friend, let your history be part of your movement into the future. Taking what you are talking about today in this wonderful heritage and past and move it into the future. Jesus has commissioned you and he has sent you into the world with a mission. Is that correct? I know if Brother Mark Thrift has been here enough, I promise you he has told you that many, many times, and I know that you are well aware of it. But the question about your mission today is this, is how are you going to take what you are talking about today from the past and how are you going to go into the future fulfilling the mission that Christ has placed upon Town East Baptist Church? You have a responsibility to your young people to prepare them for what they will face in life. You have a responsibility to your older folks that are here to help meet their needs in a changing world. You have the responsibility to the community around you to proclaim the good news of salvation, to be examples of the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious love. Let the stories of faith, commitment, and service that are told here today as you recite and as you reflect the history of this congregation, let it strengthen you. Let it prepare you. Let it propel you into the next 65 years of your ministry, and let it be done in this place and let you occupy until the Lord comes. Amen. And let you go on for the Lord Jesus Christ. The question was asked, and I'm closing. The question was asked, where are you going? Where are you going? Town East Baptist Church, where are you going from here? Should you have a greater significance because as Christians we know that our history has an eternal direction and an ultimate goal in our life? Is the incarnation, is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world, has it been set toward its final moment in which it will be both finished and, thank God, also begun anew in every one of us that are sitting here this morning? Town East Baptist Church, along with Abraham and Sarah and Boaz and Ruth and Joseph and Mary and hundreds of generations of the sons and daughters of God, you are part of the history that flows into God's own eternity. Someone once said, Christianity is hope. Christianity is forward-looking. And Christianity is forward moving. The promise that the future is ultimately in God's hands is the glow that suffices everything here in the dawn of an expected new day. It is our day, it is our faith in the end times that directs our journey through time. The Lord Jesus Christ, He was the first fruits of the resurrection, but the church is the first fruits of the kingdom of God. God. It is the visible manifestation of God's presence in our world today. Its purpose is both to remember God's faithfulness, remember His kindness, remember His mercy, remember His providence through your history up to now, and to move us and our world toward the goal God has given to all of us. So during this anniversary celebration, we can stand in this particular place, like the place from which Matthew told the story of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we look to our history, the history of God's people, the church of the living God, we remember who we are and where we have been, and at the same time, we look to the future, remembering what you have been put here to do, and that is to tell the world that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Thank God, Jesus still saves. Amen. Father in heaven, we love you, and Lord, we thank you. God, I just pray that, Lord, you continue to bless this great church. And Father, I pray that you'd use them as they go forward. Lord, if there's somebody here that doesn't know you today, oh, Father, I pray that, Lord, those that would not know you, that they could look around for a moment. They've heard the testimonies of how lives have been changed through the gospel of Christ. Father, I pray that you'd save that soul today. Lord, if somebody's hurting or struggling, God, I pray that you'd help them. And Father, I pray that you continue to bless this great work for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name.